Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. There was a stabbing incident on Thanksgiving Day in St. Clair County. Sheriff deputies were called to the Lake Huron Medical Center when a man arrived with a stab wound to the chest. During the investigation, deputies learned that the man's girlfriend had been the one who stabbed him and then struck him in the head with a blunt object. After learning that, deputies went to Catawba Drive in Birchville Township and took Taylor Springer, age 28, into custody for her part in the assault. For her action, Springer is charged with 3 felonies and a misdemeanor. The felony charges are attempted murder, assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, and assault with a dangerous weapon. She's also charged with domestic violence, which is the misdemeanor. Springer's bond was set at $250,000. And another local and regional news for today. The former Lapeer County Register of Deeds building at 279 North Court Street is now for sale. During the last Lapeer County Board of Commissioners meeting, the board approved allowing the county administrator and buildings and ground director to accept the best offer made to buy the building. During the meeting, it was noted that there have been 3 offers to purchase the building that has been vacant since 2012 when that department moved into the annex building. The listed purchase price for the 3-story building that was constructed about 58 years ago is $150,000. Because one of the interested parties for that building is offering to pay the full asking price, the building is expected to be sold by the end of the month. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. One of the sons of imprisoned Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo has pled guilty to U.S. drug trafficking charges. He is the second of El Chapo's sons facing similar charges to enter a plea deal. Prosecutors allege that Joaquin Guzman Lopez, along with his brother, ran a faction of the cartel that illegally trafficked large quantities of fentanyl and other drugs into the United States. Joaquin Guzman Lopez pled not guilty, but on Monday changed his plea to guilty to 2 counts of drug trafficking and continuing criminal enterprise. With the new plea deal, he is expected to avoid life in prison. And another national and international news for today. 2 gymnasts who say that they were sexually abused at an elite academy in Iowa have filed lawsuits against the sports oversight bodies, alleging that Sean Gardner preyed on girls despite repeated complaints about the coach's behavior. The lawsuits filed on Monday allege USA Gymnastics and the USA Center for Safe Sport were both told about inappropriate and abusive behaviors as early as December of 2017, when Gardner was a coach in Mississippi. The lawsuits allege that the organizations failed to properly investigate and revoke Gardner's coaching credentials or report him to law enforcement or take any other action to protect the athletes. Gardner was able to get a coaching job at Chow's Gymnastics and Dance Institute in West Des Moines, Iowa, in 2018, where his abuse allegedly continued for years after that point. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Monday, December the 1st of 2025. Thomas Butch, age 89, of Elkton, passed away on November the 30th of 2025. Massive Christian burial for Thomas Butch will be held on Wednesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of Dwight Township, with visitation to be held on Tuesday, December the 2nd, from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. A rosary service will be offered at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday evening at the funeral home, and condolences can be shared online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Carolyn K. Morrison, age 83, of Pigeon and formerly of Rhodes, Iowa, passed away on November the 29th of 2025. A funeral service to honor the life of Carolyn K. Morrison will be held at 4 p.m. on Saturday, December the 6th, at the Salem Church of Pigeon, with a private burial service at the Caseville Township Cemetery. The family will be present to receive visitors on Friday, December the 5th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and then again at the church on Saturday from 3 p.m. until the time of service. A dinner will be hosted by the church directly after the service. An additional opportunity to honor Carolyn's memory will be arranged in mid-December in the Metro Detroit area, and in lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made in Carolyn K. Morrison's memory to Schurr Hospital. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.